Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. It's John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. It reads, "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these." So many times we use the perceived weaknesses of our humanity as an excuse for not doing God's work. How many times do we feel God's nudge on our hearts to step forward and take action, but say to ourselves, "I can't do that. I don't have the gifts to lead that ministry. Someone better qualified will need to take charge of that." How many times do we say no when God is hoping we say yes? God has filled each of us with spiritual gifts, many we have not yet discovered. He truly has put his trust in our abilities to serve as his hands and feet in this time and this place. It is only our doubt that stands between us and God's greatness shown through us. I invite you to reflect with me today on how God is nudging each of us to do his will in this time and this place. What would our places of work and worship look like if we fully embrace the spiritual gifts poured into us? What is holding us back from saying yes? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 259 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for Commerce and Industry. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ, in his earthly life, shared our toil and hallowed our labor, be present with your people where they work. Make those who carry on the industries and commerce of this land responsive to your will, and give to us all a pride in what we do and a just return for our labor. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new daily devotional or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotional in your inbox. May Christ, by whose incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.